Well, welcome to Hoboken Grace on Easter morning. Are you guys excited? Yeah. Oh my goodness, it's been an unbelievable, phenomenal day. Started here and then it's just been incredible. And there's just been so many things going on. And this morning I was nervous because did you guys see those giant balloon columns as you walked in today? Right? Well, we wanted to do something special for Easter. And so I told Romine to order the columns that we had when we launched 800 Clinton, and which those columns were like 6 feet tall, okay? So I said, you know, pick up some of those balloon columns that we had when we launched that service. And last night, I walked into 301, which is where we had our morning service and the 12 o'clock service today, and I looked up, and there are these ginormous columns. And I'm like, I call Chris, I said, Chris, these are not the same columns. He's like, yeah, they messed up, but I think it'll be okay. I said, Chris, these don't fit in any vehicle we own. And so this morning, there were two guys driving my minivan, okay, with these balloon columns in the back, holding on to them with the back door open, driving through Hoboken and Jersey City to get these things to the proper location. And so we were praying for them during the first service that they would make it and that there wouldn't be any further injuries. It's been an incredible morning already. And even as we come to this point right now and know that the service in Jersey City is launching and running, it's just amazing. I just want to take a second before we begin today, just to thank God for everything that He's doing and thank Him for everything that we have to celebrate this morning. Would you guys pray with me? Father, I thank you that as we come together today, it's almost impossible to think of everything that we have to celebrate. There's just so many different things that you're doing and that you've done and that are happening right at this moment. And beyond that and greater than that, what you've done to be able to make all of this possible. What we're going to talk through today, this journey that you've put us on, that we get to experience over the next few weeks, and all of the truth that you're going to bring into our lives and the beauty of it, the freedom of it. Father, I just pray that today as we walk through this, that you would just speak to our hearts, that the truth of this story of Easter would just cut to the very core of who we are, so that we could realize the fullness of what you came to do and the beauty of it. In Jesus' name, amen. As we get started this morning, I want to take you to a passage. It's found in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. It's a crucial passage because it's the beginning of Jesus Christ's public ministry. Up to this point, he's just been a normal guy. And then he stands up in a synagogue and he reads a passage to launch his public ministry. And so whenever you're launching something, it's very important to listen to that initial message, right? Because you realize that this is crucial to the whole thing. And this is how Jesus chooses to begin his public ministry. Listen to what it says in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free." Jesus Christ begins this whole thing with this statement. I'm here to set people free. I'm here so that the captives will be released, the blind will see, and the oppressed will be set free. Now let me ask you something. Inside your program there, you have a little notes card, all right? Could you take out that notes card for me? Just take out that notes card. You can jot down some notes as we're walking through this today. If I were to ask you to write down the top 10 words that you would associate with the message of Jesus Christ, I would be willing to bet that for most of us in this room, if we were being honest, if we were to sit down on that notes card, write down the top 10 words that we would associate with this message of Jesus Christ, I would be willing to bet that for most of us, freedom would not be on that list. And it really doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter whether you're here today and you've placed your faith in Jesus Christ, you're following Jesus Christ, you're pursuing Him, or whether you walked in here today for the very first time. I believe that for most of us, freedom wouldn't even make the list. Yet at the same time, Jesus Christ begins this whole thing by saying, this is about freedom. I think if you were to leave this building and you were to walk up to Washington Street and you were to begin to walk up and down Washington Street and to ask people to do the same thing, just give me the top three words that you would associate with the message of Christ. I believe you would more often hear words associated with slavery than you would freedom. I believe it's much, much more likely that you would hear words associated with oppression than freedom. And there might be some good ones mixed in there, forgiveness, love. There are going to be good ones that are going to be mixed in there. But at the same time, there's going to be a lot of individuals who are going to say things like conformity. Top three words associated with the message of Christ. Rules. Regulations. They might just blatantly say oppression. But freedom, more often than not, doesn't even come close to making the list. But Jesus Christ says, this whole thing's about freedom. What I'm about to do, what I'm here for, I'm here to set people free. So why then, as we come to this point in history, even as we come to this point together as a family, would freedom not even make the list? Why then is this message of freedom so divorced from the message of Christ? And growing up personally, I had a very hard time with this because I heard the message of Jesus Christ, and I read verses like this, and I would hear people talking about freedom a lot. But when you looked at the lives that we lived, and when you looked at how the message was actually played out in everyday life, it didn't feel like, it didn't seem like, it didn't in any way, shape, or form connect with freedom. And some of you are here today and someone invited you to come and you're thinking the very same thing. In your head, you're thinking, I don't see how you could possibly think that the message of Jesus Christ is about freedom. And maybe you've heard your friend talking about this message and talking about it being freeing. But you look at their life and you're thinking to yourself, it's not true. As a matter of fact, I think that most of the people who are outside of this idea of Jesus Christ, who are outside of this message, would usually say that they're more free than those who are following Christ. And some of you may be here today, and that's exactly what you're thinking. You're thinking, no, I think I'm more free than my friend who's following Christ. It seems like they're constantly living with all these rules and expectations. And you came today because they invited you, and you don't pray very much, but you're praying that they'll stop inviting you. But you look at this and you say, I don't see how that possibly makes sense. And to be honest with you, I think in a lot of ways you're right. Because I think that when it comes to the message of Jesus Christ, we have lost sight of the very core of what Jesus Christ came to do. And I believe it's wrapped up in this verse. I've come to set you free. And I think for most of us who follow Jesus Christ, who call ourselves Christians, I think we've missed it. But at the same time, I also think that in a lot of ways, those of us who don't call ourselves followers of Jesus Christ, I think we've missed it as well. I think in that situation, there's a huge mistake that's often being made. Because I remember when I was struggling with this myself personally, I thought that if I would just step out from underneath the expectations of religion, that then I would be free. That if I would step out of the expectations that so many of us live under as far as what God wants us to do and how that looks and how we live that out, I thought that if I could just step out from under that, then I would be free. And maybe that's some of you here today. You left the church because there was just all of these rules and regulations, and you couldn't figure out how in the world anyone would ever be able to live up to that. And so you step out of that. And sometimes in that situation, we can begin to believe the lie that now we're free. But when I stepped out from under religion, I began to realize that even in that scenario, I still wasn't free. Because every single one of us, and I don't think it matters where you are in this journey. I don't think it matters what you believe. I don't think it matters your age group. I don't think it matters where you are in life. Every single one of us lives enslaved to expectations. And for some of us, those expectations come from religion. For some of us, those expectations come from what we've heard about who God is and how God works. For others of us, the expectations come from a totally different perspective. And so you don't live with that expectation, but you live every day with the expectations of your family. You live every day with the expectations of your dad and what he expects for you to do and for you to become. And you've made the decisions that you've made in your life, and you work where you work in order to be able to live up to those expectations. Or maybe you live under the expectations of your spouse or your friends or your family members. I don't know who it is, but every single one of us, I don't think it matters where you are in this journey, all of us live under the weight of expectation. Maybe it's just the expectation of your mortgage company. And they expect that that check's going to be in the mail. You see, I think it's a huge lie to believe that just because we step out of the expectation of religion that we're actually free. I don't think any of us are free. I think that's exactly why Jesus Christ came. Because it wasn't supposed to be like that. It wasn't supposed to be that every morning you wake up and you live your life trying to, in some way, shape, or form, live up to all of these expectations. It wasn't supposed to be that way. And over the next 6 weeks, I want to be able to walk you through what I believe is the best news you have ever heard. It's the best news I've ever heard. It's a journey that God has had me on for several years now. As he's beginning to teach me what this really looks like, how this really works in my life, as I relate not just to him, but also as I begin to relate to the people around me, and how to begin to live life without expectation, how to begin to leave the expectations behind. And if you don't think there's expectations in what I do, you don't know what I do. Because if there's any position that has a ton of expectations, it's a pastor. You see, every single one of you in this room has expectations for me. Some of you let me know about them frequently. Sometimes in person, sometimes in anonymous emails. And one of the things that I've had to work through on this journey with God is not just how I can begin to leave the expectations behind with him, but how I can begin to leave them behind as it relates to those around me and begin to live life with a new motivation, begin to live life with something else driving the decision, something else determining how I live and who I'm going to become. I'm telling you, it's the best news that you've ever heard. Jesus Christ wasn't lying. He came to set you free. Let me ask you a question. Are you free? And do you want to be? You see, from the very beginning of this journey, there was something inside my soul that craved freedom. When I heard Jesus Christ say this, I began to enter into this conversation with him, just driven because I had to have what he says he came to bring me. And I'm telling you, if you'll stick with us for the next 6 weeks, And some of you know this because this is not a new conversation for us here at Hoboken Grace. Some of you know this because you're beginning to experience it as well. If you'll stick with us, I'm telling you, this is a journey to freedom. But it's not a journey that God wants you to walk alone. As a matter of fact, as we come to this Easter celebration today, the first thing that you have to understand about this journey is that this journey has to be walked with God. I cannot lead you to freedom. What I have to say will not lead you to freedom. This is a journey that you have to walk with God. And in that, for some of you, you have to completely open your mind to who you believe God to be, because you've heard some unbelievably awful things about who God is. And maybe it's something that's been told to you, or maybe it's something that you've experienced in church in the past, but you've just been, your mind is filled with lies about who God is and what God is trying to do. And you hear me talking about freedom, but everything you've ever heard from church is that God has innumerable expectations for you that you have to live up to. And if you're going to begin this journey with Him, you have got to open your mind and begin to experience Him in a totally new way for who He actually is. Not what someone told you, not what you experienced with someone else, but who He actually is, who He says He is. And that begins with this very story of Easter. You see, the story of Easter flies in the face of religion. The story of Easter is incompatible with religion. And what I mean by that is this. Religion at its heart is based on the idea that God wants something from you. That in some way, shape, or form, God began this thing so that He could get something from you. Some of you are here today and you believe that. You believe that the entire message of Jesus Christ is that God wants something from you. He wants you to do this. He wants you to live up to this. He wants you to go here. He wants. Religion is based on the idea that God wants something from you. The message of Christianity is that God came for you. The message of Christ is that God came for you, not so that you could give something to Him, but so that He could bring something to you. And when you begin to look at God for who He actually is, you begin to realize that there are so many lies surrounding this inside of our culture and in so many of our lives. Because there's this idea that God started this whole thing in order to get something from you. But when you go back to the beginning, when you look at the story of Genesis, you realize that God doesn't begin this to get something from you. God begins this so that you could be part of an unbelievable family. And when you look at God, who He is, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you see this beautiful family with perfect harmony and perfect love. But God decides He doesn't want to keep that to Himself. He wants to expand that. And so He brings us into this picture. Why? Because He needs something? Because He wants something? No, because He wants to love you. You were created to be loved. You were created to be taken care of. You were created to be part of an unbelievable family. Now, most of us don't believe that, but we're going to get to that as we walk through this story. And God decides that He's going to take what He's experiencing in and of Himself and He's going to expand that. And so He brings us into this family. But unfortunately, as He does that, we decide that we can do better without Him. Unfortunately, as He does that, we decide that we can do better without Him. And so we step outside of the family. And when you look at the story of Adam and Eve and how we stepped outside of that story, you see it at the very heart of it is this idea that God's holding out on me. That I can actually experience a fuller life if I do this on my own. And really at the heart of almost every single sin is this idea that God is holding out on me, that it could be better my way as opposed to His way. And so we step out of that relationship. And we break the relationship that we have with Him. And in the process of breaking the relationship that we have with Him, all of a sudden we begin to break the relationships that we have with one another, and the story begins to literally implode. And this family that God wanted to bring into your life and in my life begins to fall apart. Isaiah 53 says it this way. It says, all of us like sheep have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own. All of us stepped away and said, you know what? I can do this better on my own. And we find ourselves in this situation, survival of the fittest. And I take care of myself. Why? Because I'm responsible for me. And if I don't, no one else will. It wasn't supposed to be this way. And all of a sudden, we're trying to live up to all these expectations. And all of a sudden, we're trying to fix this. And we're trying to get this back together. And we're trying to restore these broken relationships. And there's just increasing levels of expectation. And inside of that, religion comes in and says, listen, this is what you have to do. Now that you've stepped out of that relationship, now that you've broken the relationship that you have with those around you, you have to somehow make up for it. When you look at what's behind you, when you look at how you've hurt those around you, and make no mistake about it, sin is always relational. It's always about you and the person next to you, or you and God, and the relationship that you have there. This is why Jesus Christ can come on the scene and say, listen, let me wrap up the entire Old Testament for you. All of the law and all the prophets. Love your neighbor as yourself, and love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. It's always relational. And religion comes in and says, listen, because of the way that you've hurt those around you, now you have to make up for it. And even religion begins to pile on the expectations. There's just more and more and more expectations. This is why so many of you left the church. This is why so many of you want nothing to do with church, because you look at that list and you say, that's impossible. And you know what? You're right. It's impossible. As a matter of fact, Romans chapter 3, verse 21 tells us that it's impossible. Listen to what it says in Romans chapter 3. It says, but now God has shown us a way to be made right with him without keeping the requirements of the law, as was promised in the writings of Moses and the prophets long ago. Just one verse earlier in Romans 3, chapter 20, he says, for no one can ever be made right with God by doing what the law commands. The law simply shows us how sinful we are. You're right. And whether you're here today and you're trying to live up to those expectations, or whether you're here today and you've given up on those expectations, the message of Jesus Christ is this. You can't do it. And if you think that you're going to be free from your past because of how you live your future, you're going to be miserable. And there's nothing freeing about that. Nothing. Some of you know it because you're living it. And you wake up every day and you're trying to prove yourself to God and prove yourself to God and prove yourself to God. And it's miserable. Some of you are here and you're thinking, yes, that's my friend. That's why I don't want this. And for both of us, we have to realize that the message of Easter tells us something completely different. The message of Easter is that you can't do it. But you don't have to. You see, that's why Jesus Christ came. That's what Jesus Christ is all about. And Jesus Christ comes on the scene and he says, listen, I'm here to bring freedom. And the first freedom that he wants to bring into your life and my life is a freedom from the expectations that we think we have to live up to in order to take care of what's behind us. And Isaiah 53 says that when Jesus Christ goes to that cross, that he takes all of that junk behind us. He takes all of the sin, all of the brokenness, all of the ugliness, and he takes it on him so that there will be no more expectation. Listen to this full passage in Isaiah 53, beginning in verse 5. It says, "But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we could be whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. All of us like sheep have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all." The story of Easter is not that God came to get something from you. The story of Easter is not that Jesus Christ came so that you could live up to some expectation. The story of Easter is that Jesus took care of the expectation. And Jesus Christ goes to that cross and he gives his life on that cross. And he takes all of my sin and all of your sin on him and he pays for it. And it's done. It's done. You're free. You are completely free. And as you walked in here today, I don't care what you've done in the past. I don't care the story that you've lived, the life that you've lived leading up to today. I want you to know something. Jesus Christ has taken everything that's behind you, any way that you've ever hurt those around you, and he put it on him, and he gave his life willingly. So that you could be free. And if you trust him, you can begin a journey with him that will transform the way in which you begin to deal with all of the expectations in your life. But it begins right here. Because if you don't change this, you're not going to be able to get anything else that we're talking about moving forward. Because you're going to constantly live trying to somehow live up to this expectation. And if you don't experience that freedom, and for some of you, this is the very first time that you've ever heard this, and you walked in here today, and your entire life you've been told that you have to make up for it. Your entire life you've been told that you need to say this prayer, and you need to do this, and you need to do all these different things in order to somehow live up to the expectations so that God will let you back into his family. That is not the message of Jesus Christ. The message of Jesus Christ is that he's done everything. He lived up to, he took care of every single expectation so that you could be part of this family, so that you could be brought back, and that you could begin a journey with him that would free you, not just in this way, but in every way. And for some of you, the decision that you need to make today is the decision to trust him with what's behind. And to, for the very first time, open your mind to who God says he actually is. And I know the first time you hear it, you think it's too good to be true, because every other person in our life, the entire relationship is based on expectation, but it's not true with God. And for some of you, this journey begins today. As you go before him and you say, God, I'm trusting you. I'm going to trust you that you are who you say you are. I'm going to trust you that there's nothing between you and me. I'm going to trust you that Jesus Christ took care of the expectations and I can begin to walk this journey with you without any fear, without any guilt, without any weight. And then you begin to allow him to bring freedom into all these other areas of your life. For others of you, you've been on this journey for a while, but there's this unbelievable pull in our lives. And I think it's because of the relationships that we have with those around us. We simply have no relationships that are free from expectation. And so we just constantly are pulled back into this idea that somehow we have to live up to these expectations for God. And some of you are here and you've been on this journey for a while, but you had a really bad week this week. And so you walked in here today and there's just this tension between you and God. Let me tell you something. That's not coming from God. That's coming from you. Because Jesus Christ already took care of what happened this past week. There's nothing between you and Him. Nothing. And that weight that you feel this morning, and you walked in silence, and Jason's like, listen, we're going to pray, and there's something inside of your head that said, God doesn't want to talk to you right now. That's a lie. There's nothing between you and Him. Nothing between you and Him. And that is not God saying that. And this is why it's so crucial that you understand this. Because if you don't understand the message of Easter, that Jesus Christ has taken care of the past, then you're going to constantly allow your mistakes and your brokenness to keep you from walking this journey with God. And every time you make a mistake, it's going to drive you away from Him as opposed to realizing the beauty that you can be with Him. And for some of you, you need to go back to the cross today. You've been on this journey, but you've been pulled back into that idea of expectation, and you need to go back and take the weights off. And let go of the past. Because it's done. It's taken care of. And no matter where you are today, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, the message of Easter is this. It's done. And whether you believe in Christ or not, He died for you. And you don't have to earn it. You don't have to do anything to get it. You just receive it. You can choose to keep the weights on if you want. He's not going to force you to trust Him. But if you're willing, He's ready, and you can give it to Him, and it'll never be the same again. This is a journey to freedom. It begins with a freedom from our past, and then He begins to personally walk us through the freedom in our future. Will you pray with me? Father, today as we walk through this and as we look at what You're doing and how you're leading us and guiding us into freedom, Father, I pray for those who are here today that have heard so many lies from religion about the idea that they have to somehow live up to the expectations. Father, I pray that even if they're not willing to trust You fully today, I pray that they would be willing to continue this journey to hear the beautiful message. Not just the message that we've been forgiven, not just the message that our past is taken care of, but the message of what You want to do in their future. Father, I pray that they would trust You. I pray for those who are here today and they have that weight, and they think that somehow they have to live up to something. Maybe they've given up on the idea of You entirely because they look at what religion's told them and it's just nothing like the message of Your Son. Father, I pray that this would be the moment that they would realize who you really are. That they would begin that journey with you. I pray for those who are here who've been sucked back into that idea of expectation. I pray that today they would come before you and just be overwhelmed by your grace. That there's nothing between you and them. That they're free. And Father, I pray that as we walk through the rest of this service, that the freedom of Easter would just fill our souls. That we will be overwhelmed by just how unbelievable loving you are and what you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.